We are beginning tonight Shir and Simon Reish Mem Dalad. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph, we're on page number 8. Just to review what we were saying in the beginning of the Sif, so we can lead into tonight's material, we said that a person can appoint a goy to be a kablon with a set price, that the goy will do the work for himself and he'll get paid for the job. And we said even if he does the work on Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. Then the Mechaber told us that when is this true? Only if it's done b'tzina, that not everyone recognizes that this malacha is being done for a Jew. But if it is known and publicized that it is for a Jew, so then the one who sees it is going to think that the Jew hired him as a day worker. And therefore, we said it will be aser. And then the Mechaber gave us a few examples of what's a publicized thing. He gave us examples of Mechaber l'karka. We said if you appoint a non-Jew, the kablonus, to build a chatzar or a wall or to harvest one's field, if that malacha is in the city or inside the tchum, it will be aser. Lo lahaniach lasos and lo malacha b'shabbos. You will not be allowed to leave him to do the malacha on Shabbos. V'vnei aroim she'enam yodim she'pasak. And now we pick up in the Mechaber on page number 8 in the third line. V'im ho'isa ha'malacha chutz la'tchum. But if the work that the goy is doing for the Jew b'kablonus is outside the tchum, v'gam ein ir acheres b'so tchumo sh'malachum sh'ozim b'malacha. And also there is no other city inside the tchum of the place to do the malacha, so there's pashat no Jews around from any tchum or any city, then it will be mutter. And the Mechaber ends off and says, "V'ein Yehudi shechnes tzon shel Yisrael l'dayir sadehu ayin l'kamon simin tov kuf la mezayin sif yudalad." In terms of a non-Jew bringing in animals of a Jew in order to fertilize his field, that we will discuss later. But the issue at hand over here that the Mechaber is telling us is that if the Malacha is outside the Tchum and there's no other city in that area, then it is mutter. So the Mishabura picks up in Sifkaton Yudbeis and tells us the gan ein ir acheres v'hu adin kishedar sham eze yehudi besoch hatchum shom malacha gam kein aser. The same din is true if there's even one Jew that lives inside the area of the tchum of where the malacha is being done. It's also going to be aser. And the Shaar Tzion writes in Ostes, the bevaday logora mechshash the orchem acherim. The one Jew that lives within the tchum of the area that the work's being done is no worse than the person who's having the work done living there and worried about his guests. It's no worse than that, so it's going to be aser. And the meila v'yitzavil lo'ha'eno yehudi kodem Shabbos shelo yasa b'Shabbos. And therefore, he should command the goy before Shabbos not to do the malacha on Shabbos. But if there is no Jew there, it's outside the Tchum, it's outside all the cities, then we said it is mutter. So the Mishabur writes in Sefkotun Yud Gimel, Desu lekum mishum Maris Ayin. Since there are absolutely no Jews around, there is no concern for Maris Ayin. Ve'eno Yehudi kit katarach bididei katarach. And since it is kablonus, so when the guy is working, he's working for himself, he's doing his own job. Ve'hine mitoch mash nesbar b'zeh asif muchach. Behold, the Mishabura says that from that which we are clarifying in this sif, it is clear the aser liskor einu yehudi bekablonus. It is forbidden to hire a non-Jew bekablonus lefanos zivlo mechatzer in order to clear out the excrement from your chatzer. V'hu osa bo b'Shabbos, if he's going to be doing the work on Shabbos, to mesakin hechatzer bazeh, he would be fixing up the chatzer by cleaning it out. V'hu bechlau melechas mechuber, that would be considered melechas mechuber. And that would be aser because of Maris Ayin, even if it is Bikablonus. And then the Mishabura continues on page Hey and tells us, V'yesh mekomo shenuhogim heter l'sochro lika chazevel merechov afsha osabo b'Shabbos. There are places where the minug is to allow a guy to be hired out, Bikablonus, to clear out the zevel from the street, even though he's going to be mash v'gumos, he's going to be doing yisurim on Shabbos, even though he's doing it on Shabbos, there are places where the minhag is to be matir, a goy, to do that for the Jews on Shabbos. The kosava Magen Avram, the taimum, and the Magen Avram explains what their reasoning is, the bishol rabim leka chashado. When something belongs to the rabim, it's being done for the rabim, then we don't say the problem of maris ayin. And the source for the Magen Avram is really a Ramah in Yeridea that discusses that there's an issur for a person to have the form of the sun and the moons and different things in the house, because we're choshesh that maybe people are going to think he's worshipping them. But the Rambam paskins, but if it's of the Rabbim, it belongs to Rabbim, then it's going to be okay. So the Magen Avraham says, we see from such a chiluk of the Rambam over there, that there's a chiluk between a Yochid and a Rabbim, and therefore he wants to apply it over here as well, that even though normally there would be a Maris Ayindik, a problem by a Yochid, if it is a Rechov that belongs to the Rabbim, there is no chash of Maris Ayin. Aval b'schir yom pshita de aser. But if he would be hired as a day worker, that's pashut, it's aser, that's a problem of a mir lakum, even if it's a something that belongs to the rabbim. It's only a heter in Maris Ayin. But if it's not Maris Ayin, which is the problem of a schir yom, it would be aser. The ha'achronim hisigu al tamu. The achronim take issue with this reasoning of the Magen Avraham. The daitam, in their opinion, is the ein nafkamina bazeh ha'inyan bin rabbim liyachid. They say there's absolutely no difference in terms of Maris Ayin, whether it belongs to the rabbim or belongs to the yachid. The gam hu be'atzmo kosov lebasof. And even the Magen Avraham himself writes at the end, the b'makom she'eno hagim heter b'rechov ein lahakil. In a place where they don't have such a minug to be matir, this cleaning out of the rechov, one should not be lenient. Ayin shom tamo diyesh chilul Hashem badover kilo kamei. Look there for his reasoning, where he mentions the problem of chilul Hashem, like we will see shortly. Now, if you look at note number 10, take a break from the Mishnah Berurah for a moment, and he writes, ubibir divrei achronim elu. In explaining these achronim that argue with the Magen Avraham, and they say there's no difference between a rabbim and a yochid, the el yirabbi writes, sha'adar rabbi, the opposite is true. That even though it's true, the Ramah does say in Yerodea by the Rabbim, we're not worried about Maris Ayin, but that's by an Issa Daraisa. That's by a Maris Ayin on a Daraisa, and there we're going to be more lenient Lagabe a Rabbim. But Adarabba says that Al Yerabba be Issa Darabonon Choshashim Lechshad Gambish al Rabbim. When it comes to an Issa Darabonon, there we are Choshish for Maris Ayin, even if it belongs to the Rabbim. Mishum Kal Beinehem Lavor al Issa Darabonon. We're worried that people don't take an Issa Darabonon as serious, and therefore we have to be more machmir. And even though it's true that the Ramah is more lenient when it comes to a Rabbim by a Maris Ayin of a Daraisa, but when it comes to over here by a Maris Ayin of a Darabonon, of a guy working for you on Shabbos, so that would be more chomer. V'dafka be'isr da'araisa mevur b'ramah. And it was dafka by an isr da'araisa b'avarazara. That's where it's clear from the Ramah. She'ein choshishin l'chshad b'shal rabbim. That's when we're not worried about a chshad of the rabbim. V'hosef ha'mar sham b'shem shal shuvas ma'ri. Shalagabi binyan beis ha'knesses yesh lochu shem yomru shalotzorach mitzvahs b'niyas beis ha'knesses ovrim heim ala isr. If it would come to a case that we'll see shortly in the Mishnah Berurah of building a shul, then there's a concern that people might say that for the purposes of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaKnesses, they're being over an Isser. V'yachshadum lo'over Avera B'shogeg, and they could consider them to be over Avera B'shogeg, and that would be a problem of Maris Ayin. So what's the pshat in the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham extends what the Ramah says, l'gabi d'araisa, to the Rabbanan, that we're not worried about Maris Ayin by a Rabbim. So b'das the Magen Avraham hasover she'bishal Rabbim mutter. And the understanding of the Magen Avraham who holds that when it comes to Rabbim, it's mutter even by the Rabbana, Bir Hanoda B'Yehuda, Sha'ad Rabba, the opposite is true. Kikol Sha Isser Yoser Chomer. The more Chomer an Isser is, Kein Yesh Lochus Yosher Lechshad. He holds the opposite, Sora. The more serious the Isser is, if it's an Isser Daraisa, there's a bigger concern for Maris Ayin. So if by a Daraisa of a Vodazora, you're not worried about Maris Ayin when it comes to a Rabbim, so certainly over here, when it's only a Darabonon, certainly we're not going to be worried. So they're arguing in whether you say that the Darabonon is more Chomer or the Darabonon is less Chomer. That's the Machlokas over here, based on how we extend that Ramah by a Vodazora. He says, "V'kevin she'etu b'shal rabbim afilu b'isad daraisa." Since they were matir maris ayin in a case where it belongs to the rabbim by isad daraisa, kol shekein she'etu rukan she'enu el isad rabbanan. Certainly over here, it's only isad rabbanan. Certainly they were matir maris ayin. And then the note tells us an interesting shaila: the hagar bi'ir sheru benochrim, one who lives in a city that is majority goyim, the ovdei ha'iriyam mefanim es hazevel b'shabbos, and the city clears out the garbage on Shabbos. They clear, they come collecting the garbages on Shabbos. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes, Shebemokum shenogu bekach heter, in a place where they already know a heter, to let the goyim come and collect their garbage on Shabbos, yesh lelamid aleim schus. We give a melamid schus on them that it's okay, shegam im mefanim es hazevel mechatzero shel kol echad ve'echad, even though they're coming and taking the garbage out from each chatzer, so from a private domain into the street to get rid of it, we'll have to say that it's like a rabbim case, like the Mishnah Berurah is discussing, and there is no problem with Maris Ayin when it comes to a rabbim. like the Magen Avraham. Even though the city is collecting taxes because of that, so really, in essence, it seems like you're paying the goyim to do this malach of you taking out the garbage on Shabbos. Mikomakom logora hadover mekablonis. This is no worse than kablonis when you hire a goy to do the entire job. Kaven sheicholim heim lasso zos beizi yom shiirtu. They can take your garbage whenever they want. You don't care that they take it on Shabbos. Take my garbage. V'gam ein bekach ela issa d'rabbanan. There's also only an issa d'rabbanan going on over here. Sheri bizmanenu ein rishus harabim d'araisa. Taking on the nowadays, even the street is only a rishus harabim. It's only a carmelis. Nowadays, we don't have an issa rishus harabim d'araisa. We'll get into greater detail about that in chelik dalad mitzvah shem. V'shar ha-melocho sanasas la-yideh. And any other melocho that the garbage collectors are doing, v'shas pinu yazevu, when they're clearing out the garbage, lo ichbas lonu sha'osim osam. Aldas Atzman. We don't care about what they're doing. They're doing it on their own. It doesn't interest us at all. Maybe taking out the garbage interests us, but with that we got out of, anything else they do is not our problem. Because the Jews who are having their garbage taken out don't care that it's done exactly in that way with that malacha, and therefore that has no connection to the Yidden. And therefore there is no Chil Hashem. And he adds on, Sheheter Zehu Bein Ladas HaMagen Avram. I said before that this is going Lefi the Magen Avraham, but really, in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak says this goes both Lefi the Magen Avraham, Sheberabim Ein Chshad by the Rabbanon, V'chein Ladas HaChokim Olav, and even according to those who argue and say there would be a problem by the Rabbanon, of Lefni Iver, even by the Rabbim, Kaven Sheadua Sheiria Osakein, since everybody knows that the city is doing it, V'lo Shayach Shad, it's not even Shayach Shad at all. V'gam kevan shelo shayach ba'ofen acher ha'reze nechshav kegraf shel re'i. And also, since there's no other way really to take care of the garbage, so the garbage staying there would be considered like a graf shel re'i, where there's a heter anyway to take it out. V'kol zehu l'lamet z'chus ha'mokom shenogu b'kach l'heter. This is all just to be l'lamet z'chus on those places that are not like heter. Avalim lo nogu heter kosav sham sha'aser. But if the minhag is not that it's mutter, then really it shouldn't be done. And then he writes, the Sayyim Mishal Shivas Minchas Yitzchak Shom, Shabofen Ze Roy Lahotzi Me'er Shabbos as Michle Ha'ashba El Michutz Lachatzeros Ayehudim El Harachov. The best is that you take out your garbage. Don't let the goyim come into your chutzir, take out your garbage, but you put your garbage out to the street before Shabbos, Ukefisha Kasav Magad Avram, Shetikun Harachov Lo Nikra Al Shem Yisrael. Because when the Rachov is fixed up, that's not called on the Yisrael, and therefore that would avoid more issues. Let's go weiter now in the Mishnah Berura. We're on page Hey. We are six lines down in the Mishnah Berura. V'hinei afilu im nomar debishol rabim leka chashoda. Even if you're going to take on that when it comes to the rabbin, there is no chshad. Mikom okom hiskim ha-magin avram she'ein lahatir livnos be'saknesas b'shabbos b'kablonos. Still, in any case, the Magen Avraham agrees that we should not permit the building of a shul on Shabbos by non-Jews, even if it's b'derach kablonos. So even though it's kablonos, so mikra, then it's mutter, and it's a rabbim, so therefore there's no problem of chshad for the Magen Avraham, still you shouldn't do it. Why? Kiz bizmanenu she'ein ha'umo shcheinenu manichim l'shum odom lasas melocha b'farhese b'yom chagom. Since nowadays, in our time, the Goyim, our neighbors, the Goyim, do not allow any people to do malacha publicly on their holidays. Iko chil Hashem in naniach anachnu lasos biyom Shabbos biyom Tov. It's a chil Hashem. If the Goyim are not allowing work to be done on their special days, so it's a chil Hashem for us to allow work to be done on our special days. So even though mikra din it's mutter, and mitzad maris ayin it's mutter, but stam, it's a chil Hashem that we're going to allow work to be done on our days to show that our days are not as important as the Goyish days. And therefore, for a totally outside reason, the Magen Avraham agrees that that should not be done, even though it's bekablonos, and even though there is no chshash of maris ayin, but there is a chshash of chil Hashem. Umikomokom kosu kama achronim. The im yesh chashash chas v'sholom sheyitzbatel habinyan beisakneses lagamri. If there is a concern that if it's not done on Shabbos, the building of the Beis HaKnesses will be canceled totally, mutter lahaniach le'eno Yehudi levnoso keshuba kablonos. Then you can allow the non-Jew to build it on Shabbos when it is derech kablonos. Ubelvat shehem beforsim lakol shuba kablonos. As long as it's publicized that it's being built in the mahalach of kablonos. But if you look at note number 12, he points out, v'im lo yirtza hanochri livnos bekablonos. So the shul is the building is permanently going to be stopped if he doesn't do it on Shabbos for whatever reason, and he refuses to do it by kablonus. It's going to be canceled totally. So the Mishabura tells us later on in Reish Ayin Vav, Sheyitochin Sha'af Ayidei Schirus Mutter. It could be, says Efsh over there, that it could be that you'd be allowed to do it even in the form of Schirus, which is normally not permitted. That is, till we'll get to today, but I want to go back to go through a very important Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha is very lengthy. We will not read the whole thing. We will jump around. But the Bir Halacha begins all the way back on the bottom of page Dalad. But it's going on a Mishabura that I will review on page 8. The Mishabura told us on page 8, in the fifth line of the Mishabura, we said, Avafilu in minag ha'ir liskor b'kibolas. Even if the minag is in the city is to hire out workers b'kablonus, so the Taz says, lahachmir, the opinion of Taz is to be machmir, shelo lahaniach l'ha'enu Yehudi lasas basada b'shabbos yom tov. You still can't allow a goy to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The kol shegev a binyan abayah is certainly building a house, which is more chomer. The akati yach shadu b'schir yom, because they're still going to suspect that you hired him as a day worker. Shegam zehu regulus, because that's also regul. So even if kablonus is regul, since schiris is also regul, it's not going to be a heter, says the Taz. However, he ends off and says v'yeshem mekilam bazek ishemina kol ha'ir hu b'kibolas. But there are those who are lenient. We pointed out it could be even the Taz that are mekil. If the minhag of the whole city is dafka b'kablonus, so then it would be mutter. So now we're going to go to the Bir Halacha and begin on page Dalad. Divrei Maskil O Lichter Lo Sadeyu. Ayin b'mishabura mashakasa b'shem Taz, which we just read. Dafilu im derech anshe ha'ir liskar po'alim b'kablonus. Even if the way of the people in the city is to hire out workers in the form of kablonos, gam kein aser. The yach shadu b'schire yom shegam zehu regilus. It's also normal to hire them out in the form of a schire yom, and therefore it's still going to be aser. Skip the brackets, which is a lot of lines, and it takes us to page 8, 8 lines down, the last word. The hinei betosis yeshanim b'shabes yudches amad alaf mucha gam kein keataz. So the Tosfos Yeshanim is also clear like the Taz. Again, the Afilu Regilus B'Kibolas. Even if it's normal in that city to have the guy working B'Kablonus, Gamkein Oser, it's also forbidden, Kaven the Regilus Gamkein B'Schire Yom. Since it's also a Regilus to have Schire Yom, which is Oser. V'ayim B'Primigodim Shekosov, D'Letam HaRan D'Asrinan Afilu B'Kibolas T'Sada. According to the Ran who asers even the kablonos by a field, mishum de mirsi leinshi keschir yom, because it looks to people like a schir yom, hainu afilu yedu shekablon hu. It's going to be usher even if they know this person is a kablon. The liditu ein chila kol shein haeno yehuda notal berevach, because for them it's going to be a problem as long as the guy is not getting any revach. V'yavo lahatir af schir yom, and they're going to come to be matir even schir yom. Let me just explain the difference between the understanding of the Taz and the understanding over here of the Ran. And that is, the Taz says, and the Tosfos Yeshanim as well, that the problem is, if the people in the city are hiring workers, both in the form of kablonos and schir yom, so even if you hire someone the kablonos, and it's known that people hire as kablonos, but it's also known as they hire for schir yom, and they might think it's a schir yom, but if they would know for a fact this is kablonos, or the only minog in the city is only kablonos, so then pashas it would be mutter, because the whole chash is that you are that maybe you'll think they're doing b'schirus, b'schir yom. But the Ran holds a whole different shot. He holds, even if you know for a fact that they're doing kablonos, you know for a fact, so it's not a concern that you're going to think they're doing it as a schir yom, you know they're doing it as kablonos. The Ran is so machbir that he says that people mistakenly think that kablonos and schir yom is the same thing. Because since we know we had regular schirus, and we had our risas, renting it out, or renting it out for a proportion, where the guy is making part of the profit, that's where it's mutter. And people think that anything else, whether it's kablonos or it's schir yom, it's all the same. And therefore, even if they know you're doing it for kablonos, and the only minhag of the city for kablonos, according to the Ran, it's still going to be usher. Because people will think, oh, if kablonos is mutter, where he doesn't get a chelik in it, in the profits, so then schir yom also is going to be mutter. And therefore, the Ran is mamachmir. Again, so according to the Taz, the concern is they're going to mistake in what you're doing. They're going to make a mistake in what you're doing, so they know what you're doing will be mutter if it's kablonos. According to the Ran, it's not that they're going to mistake in what you're doing. They just don't understand the difference between kablonos and schir yom. They only know the chiluk between schirus arisus versus kablonos and schir yom. They group it together. So even if they know he's the kablon, and they know everyone in the city does kablonos, they're still going to aser, according to the Ran, because they think that if kablonos is mutter, schir yom is also mutter, as long as you're not getting a profit. Lefizeh, according to this Ran, Says the Bi'alacha, Afilu nisparsim, even if it's publicized, u'minag ha'mokom l'scharak b'kibolas, and the only minag in the town is to do it b'kablonas, gam kein aser. It's also aser. Avalatama Shulchan Aruch shekosov, according to Shulchan Aruch, I just read, he's quoting the Mechaber here, Eino yodea shekotzatz, people don't know that you made a kablonas. V'omer sheploni sachar ha'eino yehudi lasas malacha b'shabbos. People are going to think you hired him as a day worker. That's exactly like the Taz. That's a word they're going to think that you did something different than you actually did. That's like the Taz. Tzmashma, Dehecha, Shenisparsim, Shezeh, Ir, Socha, Bekablonus. If it will be publicized that this person was hired Bekablonus. O Sheminag, Oso, Amokon, Luskra, Poelim, Bekablonus. Or the Minag in the place was the higher workers Bekablonus, then it'll be Mutter, Shari. Vu Mitzadeh Shem Lohokil Bazeh. Ulanias Daiti says the Chavetz Chaim, Yesh, Lion, Harbe Bazeh, this is not so poshit. The Shitas Haran Hana Lav Yechidohu Bazeh. The Ran is not the only one who holds like he holds. The Yesh Od Harbe Poskim the Sfirulu Kavase Ladina. Many Poskim go like the Ran, and he goes on to give examples, but we'll skip that. So look now at the fourth to last skinny line. We'll just read two more lines, and then we'll skip to the end. Achein Miloshen Haramam Shuva B'Shulchan Aruch Shekos V'Atam. From the Loshen of the Rambam, it's Mashma Sha'roes Eino Yudu V'Chuli Eino Yodea Shekotzatz. The Omer v'chuli mashma, the Rambam is mashma, the imminag rov ha'ir b'kablonos. If the minag of most of the people in the sea is b'kablonos, yesh lahatriya afilu b'bayis. Till now, in the Taz, it was only by a sada. The Rambam adds on by a bias, and it goes on to explain other rishonim also that are mashma even by a bias. So we have three shitas basically over here. One is if they know what you're doing, according to the Rambam and those who agree with him, you could be matir b'kablonos even by bias. According to the Taz, if they know what's going on, they know what you're doing, what everyone's doing in the city, it's mutter by a sada to do kablanas. And according to the Ran, no matter what, even if they know what you're doing, it's all going to be aser. Those are the three shitas. Now we skip to page hey, and we see how the mechaber, how the bi'alacha comes out lemaisa. V'inei kibolas the sada. When it comes to kablanas by a field, im nisparsem shezeh ha'ish darko b'kablonos. If it is publicized that this person normally hires workers b'kablonos, o sheminag ha'mokom came to the minag in that place is to b'kablonos. Lo nucha limchos b'yara mekilim. We can't protest against those who are lenient. Shebelav ochi yeish kama rishonim shesvir lu debesoda mutter kibolos mishum deyitlu barisus. Because anyway, there are many Rishonim who hold, even if it's not Mufursim, you have to add that in over here, even if it's not known that by a Sada, Kablonos is Mutter, because people will just assume it's Arisos, because that's normal by a Sada. And therefore, where it is known, we certainly could be lenient to allow people who are being lenient to let them be lenient. And even though we come out to be machmir, like the steam of the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's not publicized, it is a problem. We hold it's not okay. But we certainly can combine that shita that we don't hold like. In other words, a stam kablonus that is not publicized, we hold it's usr. But there are shitas that hold, even if it's not publicized, it's mutter. Because people are going to assume it's arisus, which is even better. And therefore, since there are shittas that hold it's okay even if it's not publicized, certainly if it is publicized that it's bekablonos, we can rely lekula to allow them to do it if they're knowing that way and not to protest against them. Omnom de kibolas the bias. But when it comes to kablonos on a house, which is more machmir, because it's never the derech by arisus to hire a builder of a house. It's not shayach arisus over there. Shedas, so where there's no piersim at all, when it comes to how Shedas Rabbeinu Tam l'hokel yechidohu bazeh, Rabbeinu Tam is the only shita, is a das yochid that allows kibolas on a house where there's no piersim, v'gamhu ba'atzmo chozer bazeh, and he himself was chozer, kimo shekozer Rabbeinu Yeruchim, yesh la'ayinim yesh l'hokel afilu b'nisparsim. So there it needs Ian if we can allow kablonos on a house even if it's publicized. Even the Nishmas Adam comes out to be Machmir, Va'al Kain Tzarech Ian L'maisa. Therefore, when it comes to a house, Kablonos, even if it's publicized, is not so Pashat. Now, that is how the Bi'alocha ends off. I want to just read from the Oz V'Hadar Mishnevura, one of the footnotes where they quote a tshuva from Moshe, where he takes issue with the Maskana of the Bi'alocha, and then we'll end. He writes over here, he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orchaim Chel Gimel Simon Lamed Hei, Toma al Achros HaBir Alocha Kan LaHachmir. He is bewildered by the outcome of the Bira Halacha over here that he's machmir by house. Even in a case, as the Bira Halacha was talking about, where it's publicized, everyone knows the house is being built by Kablonus. Because this whole issue is a Maris Eindekin issue, it's the Rabbanon, it's a Safek the Rabbanon. And therefore you should go Safek the Rabbanon Lakula. The holo rabu ha'osrim ala matirin, and it's not like there's a major majority of those who aser over those who matir. The oot shekevan shaharambam, haramban, haritva, hatosos, harosh, hari, hatosos yeshonim. All of those rishonim are bein hamatirim. All of them are matir. Many of them are brought in the Bira Halacha after the Rambam that we mentioned before. So ein lochush klal lahachokim aleim. Therefore, misafik, we have no reason at all, says Rav Moshe, to be concerned for those who are machmir. The alkein kosav she'ein lahachmir kedas haran. We should not be machmir to aser kablonus on a house if it is publicized and everyone knows it's kablonus. We should not be machmir like the ran. Elo b'mokum she'parutz chil Hashem. Unless it's a place where Chil Hashem is rampant, and therefore we want to make a statement. But other than that, there's no reason to be machmir. The Bira Halacha seems to come out by kabonos on a house that is publicized to be machmir, and Rav Moshe takes an issue with that, unless, of course, Chil Hashem is paritz, then it's grounds to be machmir. Otherwise, Rav Moshe seems to say that we should go to Kula. We will end here, and we'll continue Mirtz Hashem with Sebeis tomorrow.